This is like the show where I hand over the interview to the viewing public at home. They've been tweeting in questions for you all afternoon. Twitter's been on fire. We've had so many questions. But I'm not going to read these questions myself. Oh, no. We're going to bring in our favourite member of the Transmitter team. It's Post-it Note Man.
Yes.
You can touch Post-it Note Man if you want, but just be careful. It has Post-it, been known to
be
bite.
Gentle with
Post-it
him.
Note Man has their nails painted.
Yeah, well, you know, Post-it Note Man likes to experiment.
He's glamorous.
Don't have a go. Very glamorous, Post-it Note Man.
So
what I want you guys to do is just take off a Post-it and read out the name of the tweeter and the question.
Will that hurt him or?
I don't want to do it.
Well, we'll soon find out. No pain will be caused to Post-it Note Man. I don't like it. I'm scared
feels
of Post-it
little,
Note
it feels
Man.
A little raunchy.
Close to it. why are you caressing Post-it Note Man?
Take one.
Can you just pluck one off.
I'm taking off
pluck
a few ones.
Do we all get one?
Yeah, you can all come round and pluck a Post-it Note
back.
I'm gonna pluck one from his forehead.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys.
There's some on this side as well.
This one's good.
All right.
Okay. Hit me. What have you got?
All right. I'll go first. It's from. I think it's Ho. No, that's not it. Hoi.
What did you say?
I'm so sorry.
I think it's just Hey.
Yeah, I think it is. Hey, it's Jessica T. What is the first thing
JT.
You'd do if you woke up next to Jennifer Lawrence?
Keep it clean.
Ooh.
This is a slightly worrying question. What are you doing?
I was
realizing you've woken up next to Jennifer Lawrence. How have you got into the situation by mistake?
I don't know.
How have you not remembered going to bed with Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah. I don't know.
Do
maybe
we all
celebrate as a band or as an individual?
I am going to say as a band.
Well, as a band, just to make it as weird as possible.
So the whole band's woken up with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. You're in a huge double bed, like the biggest bed you've ever seen.
You know what
and
I
Jessica
do?
Lawrence is just in the middle.
I'd be like, lads, we've got to cook a really good breakfast.
Oh, that's a great answer.
It'd have to be an astonishing breakfast. Otherwise, he wouldn't see Jennifer Lawrence again.
I'd probably high five her.
Yeah?
For what?
Just in bed high five.
She's just there.
She's a great person.
I'd tell her that she was great in Hunger Games.
Okay.
That would probably be a weird
what?
And then she'd run out of the house screaming, why am I in bed with 5 seconds or something? This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, hit me with another question. What have you got? Right.
I have who's the best chef here?
In the band or in the world?
In the band. From Lou_in_love.
Oh, I'm happy for you.
It's cute.
Who's the best chef, lads?
Ashton.
Probably Ashton by default because
I'm
going to
say me.
Cook.
But like the best chef doesn't really go far because all I can do is boil things.
That's all you can do. Just everything boiled.
But that's all you gotta do.
On a scale of like 1 to 10, I can boil more than them. So
okay,
that's a fair.
So how come you've been crowned top chef, Ashton? What's this all about? Have you got like a trademark dish?
I don't know. Like
he makes spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He made like literally a whole thing of broccoli last night and just ate that for dinner.
That was my dinner. Broccoli.
Sounds delicious.
I'm a broccoli enthusiast, so it's kind of like.
What's the food situation like when you're on tour? Is it all just fast food, grabbing whatever you can, or do you get a chance to cook and like have nice stuff?
We try to eat fairly healthy, I think, because otherwise, like,
keyword try.
You feel crap on tour, you know. You don't want that, so.
Yeah, you've got to keep feeling good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know.
Should we have another tweet?
Halloween or Christmas?
Ooh.
From 123 Flick X.
The age-old question, Halloween or Christmas?
I think Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
I think Christmas.
I think Halloween. Then.
I don't know, I just don't want to be scared. I hate being in fear.
Yeah,
surely.
I'd rather be happy.
Oh, it's terrible, yeah.
Well, I'm sat next to Post-it Note Man. Imagine how I feel right now. It's terrifying.
I'm going as Post-it Note Man for Halloween.
Yeah, that would be terrifying.
All right, we have
one more.
5 seconds of Callum_H. Who's the clumsiest in the band?
I'm gonna go Luke for his precariously long legs.
Oh, that was a brilliant word. Nice.
I didn't even know precariously was a word.
It might not fit in the sentence, but it sounded good, so it's like
I don't know. Probably me.
I've been very clumsy the past 2 days. I've dropped everything.
All right.
But you also dropped a kilo of butter.
I dropped a kilo of butter this
morning.
What
were you doing with a kilo of butter?
Well,
what are you doing?
Well, I was making, it was really cliche, I was making Vegemite toast.
Oh, what?
And then, oh, get out. And I was, and then I went to get, it was on the top shelf, the big kilo of butter.
Wow.
And it just dropped. And it was actually melted as well because someone had left it out.
Oh, God.
You don't, that was me. You don't
like,
put butter
like
in the
this
fridge.
Is the,
you do put butter in the
don't
fridge.
Don't put butter in the fridge.
What? You do.
No, you don't. Guys, I'm getting a separate butter.
I'm going to end this
just
debate now.
Me.
I keep butter out of the fridge, personally, because otherwise it's too hard to spread.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
But I love that this is what you've fallen out about as a band. I like that this is your drama. It's like, is butter supposed to get in the fridge or not? Like, let's have another tweet.
I like this last question. It's by Maria underscore 0802. Sorry. It's, how much have your lives changed?
Oh, good question. I'm guessing this is since being in the band.
Since the band? I don't know. They have changed a lot. We get to travel a lot, which is really cool. And we never thought we would get to travel, I guess. So
I think it's cool how we get to do what we want to do. Like what we've always wanted to do, which is just, you know, play music and stuff. And I think they've changed quite a lot.
True. It's a cliche, but does it feel like a bit of a dream come true?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to pinch yourself.
Well, I was like working in a video shop 2 years ago, so it's kind of like, you know, it's big, extreme change, you know, it's like, it's amazing.
Yeah, because I mean, I was researching you guys earlier, and there are so many people out there who are obviously massive fans, but they're not only fans in the sense that they listen to your music, but they draw you pictures, and they cover your songs, and they write stories about you.
Yeah,
I mean, is that a bit weird? Do you get weirded out by that, or is it just a nice feeling to feel loved by everyone?
It's definitely a nice feeling.
Yeah, we're like, we're super close with our fans and stuff, and everything they do.
They're pretty cute.
Appreciate. Yeah, they're pretty cute.
Oh, I feel like we've ended the interview on a really nice note. I thought we should all have a big hug.